I got to see the darkest part of humanity when I was at war. Like, it was wild. I got to see the dark side. So now, coming from that, I'm all about the love side and the light side, man, because I've seen them both, and now I have the whole spectrum, and I choose this one. And just after doing a bunch of corny jobs, I didn't like them. Like, there's something else. And that's when Instagram started popping, and I was like, all right, I seen people making art. I quit my job. I went to art school with my GI Bill, the Army money, got my degree in art and design, and I just jumped in the game and started going crazy, working, made a name for myself a little bit, and just jumped into this community of starting with experiment, LSD, mushroom, all those stuffs, ayahuasca, and opening my mind and just practicing meditation and abstinence and what all the lanes you could do. I tried them all. I wanted to hear, like, open my mind, just decalcify my pioneer, all that stuff. And I feel like that's where I got it. All looped me back, being present in the moment. I learned all these things, and I'm like, wow, it's really about being here and being in this moment and being present regardless of all the things that happen, forgiveness and troubles. Stages to get through to get to purity and like release of all the programs. And I'm not believing nothing out here. I'm just like only listening to God now. And that's where I'm at with it now. Just being in this community is a blessing. Being around love and being around people that want to live in love and be open and learn from everything and not be like all caught up in the ego. Of course, ego is cool, but just like we're not living through the ego. We're just observing the ego as well as observing everything else, you know?
All right, here we are, back, another Dharma Glow podcast. Today I'm here with my homie, Jar, Jason Ramirez. What's good?
What's up, brother? Bless.
I met Jar 2 or 3 years ago at Connected Camping, and we've been friends ever since. He's a very unique brother, artist, creative, definitely in his own lane with it. He has his own art brand and clothing line, the hat that I'm wearing right now, and I pretty much rock his stuff every day, as well as the stuff he's wearing right now. So I'm excited to have him on to just talk about how he became who he is, because he's definitely one of one. Yeah, man, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. How are you feeling today?
Oh, man, thank you for having me, bro. Thank you for the intro, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. I'm feeling great, yeah. Yeah, excited to be on the podcast. I'm just good to see you again. Been a while. I appreciate you acting, man. Always representing.
I feel like a bit of a special thing for you to be on this podcast. Have you been on a podcast before?
I've done a few. Yay.
You've done a few. Because generally my impression of you is that you're bright, but you're also not seeking the spotlight. You seem pretty laid back in everything that you're doing, and you're present and you're authentic, but you know, like Kanye out here with it.
Yeah, I dig that. I'm definitely like in the middle somewhere for sure. I like to just, whatever happens is going to happen, and I'm just delivering it when I feel called. And like you said, I'm not like pressed to be like famous or anything like that, but whatever, we're, so be it, whatever happened.
But I did see you have started to make content more consistently now with your own unique spin on it. So it's cool to see your expression of it. The other day you had that content where you were riding around the car, holding the mic, speaking super soft and fast about consciousness. And it was like, I was like, this is so weird, but it's tapped in. And that's what we need more of, is more, it's like pattern interrupt. It's like interrupting the flow of what people normally expect, which just in doing that helps people to like be like, what's going on here? Let me pay attention a little bit.
I like that. I like the word pattern interrupt. I really like that, because it is throw something like absolutely what we would call out of the loop or out of the ordinary. Just, it's always just about God for me. My whole thing is always just, I try to talk about God as much as I can, whatever God means to everyone, but just consciousness, and that's like the lane I'm in and what it means to me and however I can express it in each moment. It's always usually like a spur of the moment type of thing where I'm like, I'll just grab my phone and I'll start doing it. And then I got these little mics and I'm like, all right, I'm lit. Let me shoot some more. Everyone's shooting a lot. So I'm like, at least I feel like I have to do it. And people like us, like, we have to do it to balance out the algorithm, break the pattern, like you said, and throw some actually like some wholesome or some good feeling stuff up in the vibes.
Sharing those divine frequencies, for sure. I'm all about it. Really? So what I like to do to start off the conversation is to invite people to tell their life story from birth to now in 3 minutes and 33 seconds. Just include what you feel like is relevant, and then we'll start to dive deeper.
All right. I think I could do that. Yeah. So it's from zero to today.
All right.
All right, just give me one. Tell me where to start.
All right, go.
First off, I was always born to do this or to be in this healing nature. So I was born in Philly, had a crazy childhood. I did a lot of wild stuff. I grew up anywhere in Philly is wild. So I was in the street doing wild stuff, hanging with the hoodlums, did a bunch of stuff. Didn't want to get caught up in the trap and have kids. So I joined the army outside of high school and I went and became a medic. So I was like, cool, all right. I was already in like the healing lane or whatever. I finished that army stuff. I got out of there. And I just started working regular ass jobs and shit. And this was like before Instagram and all that started popping. And then I always knew there was more. I always was the go crazy type or like the life of the party, if you will, or like at least the most energetic person or one in the room. So I always had that energy of being unique. And even in high school, if everybody was wearing it, I wouldn't wear it. I would always like wear something different. So I always been like outside of the box, or at least trying to be not following the crowd. And then after doing all these whack ass jobs after the army, I was like, man, this is just not it. I always was like craving something more. I wanted to do something else. Being in the army did help me say I want the war and all that stuff. So I did. I know the story is going to be everywhere because I feel like I'm under the pressure in 3 minutes. So I got to see the darkest part of humanity when I was at war. Like it was wild. I got to see the dark side. So now like coming from that, I'm like all about the love side and the light side. And I was like, I've seen them both. And now I have the whole spectrum and I choose this one. And just after doing a bunch of corny jobs, I didn't like them. Like there's something else. And that's when Instagram started popping. And I was like, all right, I've seen people making art. I quit my job. I went to art school with my GI Bill, the army money, got my degree in art and design. And I just jumped in the game and started going crazy working, made a name for myself a little bit and just jumped into this community of starting with experiment, LSD, mushroom, all those stuffs, ayahuasca, and opening my mind and just practicing meditation and abstinence and what all the lanes you could do. I tried them all. I wanted to like open my mind. I'm like, decalcify my pioneer, all that stuff. And I feel like that's where I got it. I'm like, all looped me back being present in the moment. I learned all the things and I'm like, wow. It's really about being here and being in this moment and being present regardless of all the things that happen, forgiveness and all those stages to get through to get to like purity and like release of all the programs. And I'm not believing nothing out here. I'm just like only listening to God now. And that's where I'm at with it now. Just being in this community is a blessing. Being around love and being around people that want to live in love and be open and learn from everything and not be like all caught up in the ego, of course. Ego's cool, but just like we're not living through the ego. We're just observing the ego as well as observing everything else.
I love that. All right. So let me reflect back to what I heard. Born in Philly, got caught up in the wildness of Philly with the hoodlums, did a lot of crazy things. I think I would love to hear one crazy story if you're open to sharing. You open to sharing anything crazy that happened in your childhood days?
One crazy ass story just always sticks out to me. And I know it's, people are always like, damn, because I first learned how to drive when I was 13 years old. And, we used to steal 99 Dodge Neons. It was like a small bubble car, but they were really easy to get. I never personally stole it myself, but I did learn how to drive in it. And there was this one kid, I ain't gonna put his name on blast, but one time we're at the park and we had the cars inside the park in the playground. So this is crazy, bro. And this is a different time. This is old, probably 99s. He takes the car, he gets a stick and he puts the stick in the car and then he puts it to the seat, like I guess the seat and the pedal. And he jumps out and the car goes like this, through the gate, off the basketball court, through the tennis court and off the wall. There was like a wall in the sidewalk and it was like a wall. It went off the wall, skimmed the tree and like lands in the street and does like a 180 up onto someone's lawn across the street. And we all just took, bro, we're like 13 years old at this time. And we're like, everybody just ran. We came back in like a couple of hours. They had the whole thing like police taped off and everything. That was like one of the wildest things I ever seen everybody do, bro. Like,
yeah, that does sound pretty wild. I don't think I ever did anything that wild. All right, respect on the wildness. So then to get away from the wildness, then you went to the army to get that structure where you saw the darker sides of humanity. And you said you went to war. Which war were you in?
It was OIF-3. So it was in 2005. And I guess they went in 03, 04, and then 05 was the third year that they were over there. So it was still pretty wild. I went to Tikrit, which is a Saddam Hussein's hometown. So we basically—
So was the Iraqi war or—
Iraq, yeah.
Yeah.
Iraq. It was, yeah, remember, like right after 9/11, which was 2001. Yeah, we stayed in like the palaces and all that. He had like palaces with walls. He had a whole city inside of the city. And basically we had taken that over and slept in there. And it was pretty interesting, wild place.
Yeah. I would say I could imagine, but I think I really can't other than what you're describing, because a lot of people have never experienced anything to that dimension. But I'm glad to hear that after seeing that darkness that you came back and consciously chose to take your life in a different direction. When you came back and you said Instagram came on, you saw people making art, were you always a creative person or were you just something you wanted to develop? I know you said you were always wearing different clothes and stuff like that. You always had your own way of viewing and interacting with the world.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely feel like I was always a creative and I always excelled in like art class and stuff like that and in high school. And then like when I was in Army, I had this old ass HP computer and I was like editing videos because there was so much downtime. So I was like making videos and shit just on, and making beats on Fruity Loop, just being creative, just making shit and making art. And I had like a collage mural on my wall inside my little wood room or whatever, or we're inside the palace and shit. So yeah, definitely just always creation for sure.
Where did that sense of confidence come from? It was just innate because most people want to fit in. If somebody got a new pair of Jordans, they want that pair of Jordans. And you said you were always like iconoclast going against the crowd. Was it like one of your parents or is it just who you were? You were always like, fuck it, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. Because I feel like even when I was like young, like 10 years old, I was always wearing, I would have all the basketball jerseys. I got my first job when I was 12 just so I could get money to buy clothes. And I had a paper route and I bought my first Tommy Hilfiger shirt from Strawbridge and Clothier. And I still remember it was orange and it said Tommy jeans like that. It was my favorite shirt. It cost my whole check $40. I spent my whole check on one shirt. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to, looking back at it now, it's like a cover up, something that like, I don't know myself where I'm like lost. And I was a timid child and I was like, I was a good kid, but I wanted to look cool. I wanted to be cool. So I don't like if I dress cool, but I never wanted to like dress like everybody else. Everybody had like the same stuff. I was at least trying to do a little bit different.
Yeah. To even have that sense of style or an idea of something being cool outside of what's traditionally accepted, I think says a lot about the type of kid you were. And it makes me think of Lenny Kravitz was like that. They said like he showed up in like seventh grade wearing like crushed velvet. And of course, people like clowned him for it, but he was like, nah, you don't get it. I'm fly. Yeah. But that shows at an early age that you were destined to be who you are. So it's cool that even at that time that was coming through. So take me back to your early time as an artist, as you were developing yourself, and was it the same mediums you were using and how did your style evolve?
Yeah. So I started with a camera because I didn't know how to get in the game. I just saw like when Instagram started to get like more popular, I'm seeing like artists, creatives, and I'm like, man, and I think at the time I was doing construction or driving a truck, one or the other or both. And then I'm like, man, I can do this. So I got a camera. I went and bought a camera and I'm like, I'll just shoot people. So I started shooting like clubs, going to parties and just taking pictures and stuff and shooting videos. And that got me in the door, like me and creatives. And then I shot an art show. One of the homies was like, come through and shoot my art show. So I shot the art show and I was just like blown away. I'm like, man, this is the dopest shit I've ever seen. Paintings everywhere. And I'm like, you can make money off art, man. And that's when I was already going to school for photography. And I quit. Basically, I switched my major from photography to painting, and I learned how to paint. I put the camera down for a while and I learned how to paint, so that became like my main medium.
Yeah, photography and painting are pretty different because photography is focused on capturing something outside of you, and I feel like painting is about bringing something within out of you, so that's a very different focus.
Yeah, I like that. That's true. And then, I guess in a technical sense they do help each other a lot, like as far as darks and lights go, and what's the word,
composition,
exactly. Yeah, so that did help me a lot. I bring a lot of the picture stuff into the painting stuff, and but it's definitely way more trying to get something from somewhere else rather than I see something and I'm like, oh, I know I can make that look cool, capture what's already there, rather than like you said, bringing it from within or above or wherever it's coming from.
And you said when you learned to paint, was that through like classes or just through self-teaching?
No, yeah, I switched my major to painting.
Okay, yeah,
so art and design. I went from photography to art and design, and I learned how to do oil painting and all that stuff, acrylic and everything, yeah.
And what year was that when you started painting?
I started painting in 2013, it might have been. Let me see, where we at? I did
all my right,
first year in like 2015, something like that, my very first
All right, year. So you're about a decade in.
Close to 10 years going on, like being really going at it, yeah.
And how do you feel like your expression of painting and your relationship with it has changed over that time?
That's a great question. I like the question because I did. And when I first came out in the beginning, I was doing like stuff that I thought was like culturally dope. I'm like, this is cool. I'm doing like artists, pictures of musicians, Bob Marley, whatever. I'm doing like a Sade. And then there were fire stuff. I sold like so many paintings off the rip and I was just getting them all back to back. Now I'm more about what's coming through myself. How can I make a unique expression that only I can deliver because only I can move my hand the way my hand moves. And I like that way more. Can we customize our art? Like,
yeah. Cool. You can express freely.
All right. Thanks, man. Because I grew up like doing graffiti and shit. So I feel like that also got me hella into the creative work. I guess I didn't mention that. Like I was hella tagging shit when I grew up and like in high school, just like writing on walls and shit.
So you've been into multiple mediums for a long time, fashion, photography, painting, graffiti. And I feel like I definitely can relate to what you're saying about how your photography informed your painting, because really art to me isn't about the medium. Art is about how skillfully can you transmit energy. The voice is the ultimate instrument, and it's something that everyone has. And there's people that are very skilled at using their voice to create certain effects, and then people that haven't developed that craft as much. But everything that you're talking about, photography, painting, it could be poetry, whatever, it's just another way to transmit emotion and energy. And I feel like the more mediums that you dabble in and start to master, the more masterful you become at the totality of it, because you can pull things from different places to create something that's totally unique.
Yeah, like you're making music and stuff.
Yeah. I just released that song that I know you listened to and gave some cool feedback on. Yeah. What was your, if you remember, what was your experience?
I'm like, oh, my man's rap, or like at least making music. Because I think making music is, to me, is one of the, I don't know, I guess it probably is like the dopest form of art to me, because it's the only one where you, it's like nothing, it's just, there's nothing tangible. It's just
right.
a frequency, like a vibration, sound frequency. You don't have to do anything, you close your eyes and you feel it. You don't have to see it and make it like, what is, you're just like literally feeling it in your body or whatever. So when I heard it, I'm like, all right, DJ, he's just doing this thing, rapping, that's what's up, because just being brave enough to want to go do it, you know what I'm saying? And then actually to do it, I think is it's like bold. And then I'm like, it sounds pretty cool, you know? And I'm sure you're going to keep practicing it, like owning your craft and time.
Yeah.
This, it's a hell of an art, man. And it takes a lot of like work to get that shit together.
Yeah, I appreciate the reflection. I appreciate you taking the time to receive it. And I do think it's the coolest thing personally. It's the most spiritual art form for the reasons you said, because there is nothing material about it. You can use material things to create it. Like maybe you hit the drum on the snare and that creates the vibration. But after it's been created, then you're just experiencing the vibration. And in the same way that with the elements, there's more spiritual ones and more material ones. Like from the spiritual, it's like ether, wind, fire, water, earth, right? From like least dense to most dense.
Really?
So from an art form, like music is the least dense because it's nothing.
Right.
Whereas like painting is dense because it's like, it's a painting, like it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
And music to me is also the most accessible thing, because books are pretty ubiquitous, but you have to learn to read. Like everyone can't read.
And,
you know what I'm saying? You don't have to learn anything to feel the vibes of music. You can play music for a baby, and a baby can be like, oh yeah, this is my shit right here, you know?
Here.
And it's also the most accessible in the sense that if you want to see a movie, then maybe you got to go to a movie theater, or you got to have a streaming service or something, but you can just YouTube any song for free, and that's accessible to everyone, any place. You know what I'm saying? And it's also the most dominant thing. Let me give you an example. If you were in a room and there was a TV playing a horror movie, but then Bob Marley was playing the sound, right? You could tune out the TV and then you could just vibe out to Bob Marley, right? But if Bob Marley, if a documentary when Bob Marley was on and it was muted and there was some like a horror soundtrack playing in the room, that sound is going to overwhelm your experience. You're not going to be feeling the Bob Marley vibes. You're going to be feeling those sound frequencies. Yeah. So I feel like it's the most dominant, impactful art form, because that same feeling you could transmit, you could be at a football stadium and transmit that whole thing. All it could, you could be hundreds of yards away and you're still feeling that frequency in the same way. for me, it's the most powerful legacy you can leave. And that's why I'm going to put the majority of my energy into the creation of my music, because that's the thing that people will remember most when I'm not here.
What made you want to take the leap? Or you always just felt like you wanted to do it?
I've always been interested in music, and music has always been a part of my art forms, whether it's, you know, filmmaking or stuff like that, because music is a part of that. But I hadn't put as much energy into just the direct creation of music as the thing. And now I'm like, nah, like music is the thing, right? First of all, anything childlike is the most important thing in society. And I think people recognize that. And that's why musicians and all the other people that play are so widely and highly regarded in our society. If you play music or you play sports or you pretend act, think about how popular those people are. So that just shows you that play, even though people wouldn't say it's the most important thing, it really is the most important thing. That's what people want to do. If they could just snap their fingers and be like a rock star or an actor or something like that, then they would do that. So I feel like playing is affirming to God that you're grateful to be here on the earth, first of all. Thank you. I'm expressing joy and gratitude. And just like you said with the painting, it's like only your hand can do that. No one else, that song that you heard, Codependent, no one else could have made that song. And that's the thing. It's just, musically, I'm the same way as you are. We're talking about with the fashion. I'm not trying to make the same music everyone else is making, because then why do it? Right. I'm trying to make music where you listen to Dijon, you're like, that is Dijon's frequency. And then the more I do it, the cool thing is I am a visionary. So I know my personal vision and I know my expression. But if somebody is not familiar with it, they may say, oh, this is cool. But if it was more like this, it would be better, right? Because they're comparing it to something they know, because they don't have context for it. But the more you create and the bigger library you build, and they can see the consistency of the world building that you're doing, then that thing fits into that world. And then there's context and they're like, okay, like I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it exists on its own now, because it's like, it's not just like a one and done thing. It's a library, like you said. Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah. And I think that I, like you, have developed, and maybe it was innate also, the confidence just to be freely expressed. I know I've been through times when I was placing more value on external validation. And I think it's natural to go through those phases, human beings, but ultimately the highest form of connection with self is just being authentic. But I'm curious, you seem like a very well-adjusted, pretty mellow dude. I know that I can come off that way also, but I personally have a lot of feelings and I'm very sensitive. So there's like a lot of fluctuations in my experience. And I'm curious, do you feel pretty even keel, or do you have that same heightened sensitivity? And if so, like, how do you manage the roller coaster?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a roller coaster for sure, man. I blame it on, I guess, because I'm a Gemini, but I know it could be any sign. And it's just a short spurt. So I usually feel like if I get excited about something, I'm like, yeah, I'm turned up. But I always come back or something I guess angers me or irritates me. It doesn't take long to always come back to my center or to be like, I'm not going to jump, let that thing pull me away. You know what I mean? Unless it's pleasurable, at least I'm going to be like, all right, I want to stay in this vibration for a little while. But if I don't like it, I can feel it. I'm like, this ain't the vibe. It's like, all right, let's keep it pushing. What's next? Or I'll do some jumping jacks and bust out 10 push-ups, or I'll leave. This is corny. I'm out. Or anything like that. I'm always aware of how I feel and choosing my most pleasurable thing at that time. So I'm not one to sit there and keep arguing or anything like that. What's the solution? You know what I mean? These are where we're at right now. How do we solve it and keep going? Because life is about play to me. Like you said, how can we play more and not get riled up or get road rage and stuff like that. So definitely,
yeah,
it's a roller coaster, but I stay balanced for the most part. But I do enjoy feelings too.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that you like to stay in a good flow. If you get out of the flow, then you correct it through either movement or changing up the environment and the energy. You don't spend too much time battling with it or overthinking. You just look for the solution and switch it up as soon as possible to avoid the density.
Yeah, yeah. And it's taking work. It's taking time and working, deciphering thoughts and just going in and saying with thoughts and observing and realize I am the observer and all that. And I started with one of those meditation apps, I guess around 2015 or something. That's how I never knew anything about mental health, meditation, none of that stuff, bro. And I got the app. I'm like, I want to meditate. I just felt the call and started doing the app meditations. And I'm like, all right, the dog chasing the car thing. Don't chase every car. Watch the cars go by. And that's the thoughts. That's where it all started, man. Like just building from that foundation.
How has your life changed as a result of your meditation practice?
Man, it's peaceful, man. Like I want to mention that I used to always go to, I guess not always, but like I've been to some things or like a speaker will come, say like a monk, right? And I'll go see this monk. And then I would look at him and I'll be like, what's different from him than me? You know what I mean? How is he like so peaceful? Like what is he not? Is he like egoless? And I used to ask these questions to myself while I'm sitting here in the audience or whatever. But now I'm realizing like, all right, he's just coming back to center, or he's not being triggered, or he's not being letting his ego lead about something or something somebody said, or he's not like defensive, what we would call ego attachment. He's not attached to any of it. He's just like, all right, it is what it is. Okay, cool. All right, let's go. All right, what's next? All right. And it's all just keeps moving. So this brings me peace, man. Ultimately, like being in that mind frame has just been peaceful. I'm not attached to anything that's happening, any person that comes or goes. Any idea, any piece of art, somebody don't like my thing, I'm just like, all right, it is what it is. And you just keep going with it.
Yeah, I feel you. So it sounds like you're ready to go with the flow. And how do you balance that with your desires or sense of ambition? Because you do a lot. Like you have your own business, you're an entrepreneur. Obviously, there's some masculine drive and structure that you have implemented into your life.
That's a great question. It's always, for me, I'm always like a little bit of a battle with that, man, because some days I'm like, whatever, it's all just happening and it's going to happen perfectly. Let God do it. I'm just the vessel. And then some days I'm like, I got to get up and work. I got to get to it. Or I got to chase after it. I feel like I like to lean more toward just to let it unfold, because we don't ultimately know what's going to happen, how it's going to unfold. And it's always unfolding. So I just try to stay in that space of allowance and detachment or whatever, not attachment. Can I answer the question?
Yeah, you answered it. I think the answer was an embodiment of how you feel about it.
Thanks.
Yeah. What currently is your expression? I know you got the clothing line. I know you're creating more content. What's lighting you up as far as creativity wise?
So I just started like really dabbling back into my artwork and painting more and spending more time in my studio. I was messing around doing tattoos for a while because I like to mix it up. I'll never like to get stuck on one thing. I feel like I get bored or I just want to keep it. But all in the art field. And right now, I'm just experimenting with new art, with new painting techniques. And ultimately, the goal is to just be more free in the expression in the art and letting it happen and not judging it and not thinking I need to design it first. It's just, I want to make paintings that happen. That's my goal. And that's where I'm at now. To do that, I have to bring a canvas out, get my tools out, and move my body. And that's where I was at with my expression right now.
I know that it seems like you're very open, your channel is very open, but since you are coming from a place of being a successful artist and having your own line, what would you say is the biggest roadblock to your creative expression and how do you overcome it, just for other artists out there that aren't as far developed in this process as you are?
I would probably just say self, man. Well, intrusive thoughts. I have to get up, get to the painting, and just start doing it. Because I can just sit there and be like, and to me, that's like kind of a form of self-sabotage because I'm like wanting to be perfect or not finishing it because it's not looking the way I want it to, or trying to make the thing perfect when really it's like, it is whatever it's going to be. Just do another one, keep going, do it more, keep add it, don't be scared. So it's for real, it's just about, for me, it was always self-sabotage, blocking myself, those doubtful thoughts. And where's it going at night? Like thinking, who cares? Just let it go. You got to make it anyway. You just have to make it or else you feel something like tugging on you the whole time, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm hearing just showing up, continuing to show up, releasing perfectionism and just releasing it in general, like doing whatever it's going to do and then releasing it and moving on.
Yeah. It doesn't suck. Who cares? Even if you think it sucks, it's like, the suckiest thing might look cool to somebody. It doesn't matter. It might sound cool to somebody. It's just a unique expression. And I'm still right there just myself, man. So yeah, it's just about that.
Yeah, I feel like the medium of painting allows for more free expression in that sense. There are rules to paintings because like most paintings are going to come on a canvas and as a rectangle, right? So that's the frame. But if you think about songs or movies or something, there's like kind of a built-in structure, right? There's a chorus, there's a verse, there's a bridge. It's usually 2 to 4 minutes long. And there are things that are outside of that, but there's like a general standard. Like a movie is 90 minutes to 120 minutes. They're usually three acts. You know what I'm saying? Whereas painting does seem to be, it could be impressionistic or it can be photorealistic. But even if it's just like blobs, like a Jackson Pollock, it's still acceptable within the context. You know what I'm saying? Man. So even though there is that frame, literally there's more expression for it just to be more emotive than maybe some other mediums, right?
Yeah. I guess they all have their frames.
Yeah, they all have their frames. So yeah, I feel inspired to incorporate more painting and like that sort of expression, because I feel like each medium allows you to tap into a different aspect of yourself and pull from a different aspect. And that can influence every other aspect.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I feel inspired to make music, man.
Everybody there we go.
Wants to be a rapper. When you grow up, especially if you grow up in like a city, you want to be a rapper. You're always like, I want to be a rapper.
Yeah. I think really what it is, people want to be able to express themselves without any other crutch. Because if you're Michael Jordan had a basketball, you got a paintbrush. But the people that can just talk, you just spit and make a rhythm, that's such a cool thing. But even if you can't do that, even if you can't freestyle, like when I was listening to the rollout of Andre 3000's most recent album, New Blue Sun, which is so good, especially if you take some mushrooms. You take some mushrooms and listen to that album, then you hear some other shit. Then it's like a spiritual cleansing.
Yeah.
But that's a digression. But what he was talking about, his process was that when he was writing raps, he roped raps. He was like, I don't freestyle. I never have. He was like, if you put me in a cypher right now, like I wouldn't feel comfortable freestyling. Mm. And to me, that's crazy, because to me, he's top five. Andre 3000 is top five. And to think that someone who is that good does something in a way that you wouldn't expect, be like not freestyling, just shows you there's not any one way to do something that's the right way. Everybody's different. So you just got to lean into what your flow is, and it's going to be different. Because for instance, you mentioned how you don't like to get caught up doing one thing. You like to jump around, which I resonate with. But if you think about somebody like Kobe Bryant, who was fucking obsessed with basketball, right? Just obsessed. And there's something obviously really beautiful and inspiring about his obsession. But ultimately, I think what connects Kobe and us is the obsession is the development and expression of the authentic self. And how you do that is your choice, you know?
Hey. All right, put the beat on, bro. Let's go.
Put the beat on. We got the collab coming, bro. All right, let's make some music. How about this? We'll make a song together, and I'll make a beat, start the energy, send it to you. You add your stuff to it. You can make like a painting for the artwork, for the thing, and then we'll sell that, John, as some NFTs for the people.
Hey, I like that. You make the beats yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's what's up. Producer.
Producer. Yeah, I like to create all the things. I recently started also using a site called BeatStars. I got a beat off of there the other day where you can just go on there and buy beats. If you like it, it might be free. It might be $20. It might be $60, depending on the licensing agreement. But usually I like to make the beats because it's like creating the whole environment. Like that beat you heard in Codependent had, it was a minute 40 and there were like six beat switches.
Yeah.
And other people usually don't create like that. That's not like the traditional way of creating. But for me, it matched with the intensity and the quick shifting nature of my emotional experience. So that's why it was like, this is what we're doing.
Like a different song. Yeah. It was like switching up, right? All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
The money off music, man. I got a distro kit. I got one song.
Well, we're about to get another one on there.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah. All right, bros. In closing, just to give people a little bit of a feel of your day-to-day life experience, take me through an ideal you from waking up to going to sleep. What does it look like?
Man, so I usually wake up in the morning, get up, go to the gym. I try to go to the gym early, get my workout done, come back, make my coffee or whatever, chill. So I do some intense stretching before I go to the gym. Just go over to my little stretch room, do my stretches, then hit the gym, come back, chill, take a shower, get my coffee, take it a little easy. Then I usually get up, go to the studio, try to do some creative stuff, make some art, draw some pictures. help out my mom with some stuff during the day if she needs my help. Kick with my girl, maybe. That's like a regular day. And that's vibe out. After that, it's pretty chill. My life's pretty cool, man. I like it. It's just a flow. Every day is usually different, man. But I try to keep my structure in the morning, at least. Like,
right.
Morning thing, I try to keep it tight so that I can flow through the rest of the day.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're spending most of the time with yourself or with a very small circle of people.
Absolutely. I spend the majority of my time alone, yeah, for sure.
And why is that?
It's peaceful, man. It's part of the reason I chose to be an artist. I get to work by myself. After working like a bunch of jobs, doing stuff with other people, like I can just sit by myself with my own thoughts and God and just see what happens. And it's really peaceful by yourself. It's the reason why, I guess, monks and go to the Himalayas and stuff. And they're just like, people are applying you. Certainly, like, I love them all, but you got to deal with ideas and thoughts and stuff and projections. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a game to play. It's part of the game. But you got to take time for yourself to be able to deal with those other people and not get caught up in their projections or their ideas, and just let them have whatever ones they want to have. You have yours, and let everybody be who they want to be and do what they want to do and vibe out. That's how people get the vibe out. Like, you do you, bro. You know what I mean? I'm doing me.
There it is. That's that wisdom from Jar Almighty.
Man.
Well, man, it was a pleasure to connect with you and get a little glimpse into how you became you and what your world is, what your reality is like. I'm glad we got the intention to get this song popping. And I'm just going to remind you when we're doing the song, I know it's a newer medium, maybe not as comfortable as some other ones, but just what you said, you may think it sucks, but you don't know. It may be cool to somebody else. And let's not be perfectionistic about it. Let's just be creative and express and let it go and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm confident, bro. I'm confident.
There we go.
Hey, my man.
Yeah, shout out to where the people can connect with you.
Yeah, man. First off, thank you, man. Thanks for having me. And definitely shout out to my man, Dijon, cool brother. You can hit me up on Instagram at Jar Almighty, J-A-R Almighty. And then, yeah, that's where I'm at most of the time. And I'm in Philly. If you're in Philly, you want to come check out the studio or whatever, hit me up. North Philadelphia.
I may be up there in April, so I'll hit you up.
All right, for sure, man. Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming on. I'll put some links to Jar's stuff. You can check out his work, maybe buy some clothes, maybe cop a painting or something like that. But yeah, give him a follow because he's a very interesting dude and definitely on his own wavelength.
Thanks
for tuning in, and we will catch y'all later. Peace.
Peace.